This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
This is the John C. Scott Show, and with me is Matt Hines. Matt, we only got about 5 minutes, but I wanted you to take this opportunity to thank a tremendous number of volunteers that have helped you get elected to the Pima County Board of Supervisors. You couldn't have done it without them.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for having me on, and we still have a few days to go before the primary, but I think things are going really well, and we've had a tremendous amount of support and folks on the phone. We're not going door to door because it's not safe, but lots of thousands of phone calls going out to voters in the district, and I'm feeling good. I'm hoping that we have good results on Tuesday.
You know, your argument to be elected to the board is one which, obviously, as a respected physician in these very difficult times, that it seems appropriate that the board would have your expertise and your knowledge, not only at the local level as a great physician at TMC, but also on the national level as you supported Obamacare throughout the nation. I think you traveled everywhere. I talked to you in, I think, five different cities. So very quickly, we've got 3 minutes. What do you bring to the board, and how do people help you in this final push to get elected?
Well, I think it's a time when we really need to have folks that that understand a lot about what's going on, what we're facing as a community. I see every day and every night I'm working shifts in the hospital that, working on patients with COVID, a terrible, heartbreaking illness that is something we still don't have a cure for, don't have a vaccine for yet. And we are going to be looking to the county and our health department to give us those guiding pieces of advice. And as we learn more about the virus and this changes going forward, we want to make sure that the county is prepared and their local officials are making the best recommendations for the people. Because the first and most important thing to do as any elected official is to guard and to preserve the welfare, the wellness, well-being, and health of their constituents. And that's something that I take very seriously in my job as a physician, and I will if I'm elected to the board.
By the way, just a few days left. I think it's too late to actually mail your ballot in, and here we are just a few days away from the election on Tuesday. People can take their ballot to the polling place and walk in and vote.
Correct.
Let's talk about why they ought to do that. You mentioned what you bring as far as a physician to the board, but you have a vast history as a member of the State House of Representatives. You understand Arizona politics very well, don't you?
Sure. It's been an honor to serve when I was representing the old District 29. Actually, a lot of District 29, the legislative district I used to represent, is within Supervisor District 2. So there's a lot of voters that can vote for me in this race that supported me back then. So, and it's not just health. Obviously, we have to look to the economy and dealing with the pandemic-induced economic downturn that's affecting so many thousands of Pima County families. That's something that all of our elected officials need to take into account to make sure that folks have access to resources and support they need during this really tough time.
You obviously are a successful physician. You've got 45 seconds to tell me why add to your responsibilities a political elected office. Why do that?
Well, I think it's really important that we have folks with that background in healthcare that can inform decisions going forward at this local level and at all levels. I heard you were talking with Randy Freese, who's a friend. I think it's important that we have folks in the medical community that, especially these days, that can inform good government policy and good governance moving forward and really help us make the right decisions. So I think it's really important. It's something that I consider a tremendous honor when I've done it before. I would love to do that again. And I think it's an important time for the community to have folks with that kind of background.
Well, I urge people to support Matt Hines for Pima County Board of Supervisors. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it. Good luck on Tuesday. I'll be thinking about you and voting for you. Thanks.
Thanks so much, John.
You bet. Matt Hines, a physician, former member of the State House of Representatives, and a candidate for the Pima County Board of Supervisors.